Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now, and we are talking with the Hillary File man, and that is Robert Morrow. He is, you can actually see his file. I guess they could. I should mention how people can get a hold of it, and you might want to tell them how they can do that right now, Robert.
Well, I have a little bit of a web page. I don't update that very often, but it's called 1984ArkansasMotherOfTheYear.com. That's 1984ArkansasMotherOfTheYear.com. It's because Hillary was named the 1984 Arkansas Mother of the Year, and while they were at the ceremony, because you know Hillary, you know, pretty much had nannies raise her kids, and when she wasn't, you know, screwing Vince Foster or throwing a lamp at Bill, she was giving a speech on how to raise your family. And
yeah, she was a very, very dangerous philosophy. She was espousing way back in the 70s and 80s the Kitty Liberation Movement.
Yeah, well, it's not kid liberation. What it is the government controlling your kids.
Well,
your family.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what it's called.
And,
you know,
what's so
kitty
absurd,
lib.
Yeah, kitty lib. What's so absurd about it, Rick, is that Hillary's philosophy is that wildly dysfunctional, incompetent people like her and Bill should be in charge of raising your and my family. Now, how laughable is that?
I'm not laughing.
You know,
I'm
people,
not. I'm
you know,
sorry.
So, you know, like I said,
I may sound like I am, but I'm not. It's tragic.
Go ahead. Where were we at, my friend?
Well, no. I just wanted to mention your people can get directly with your video website there and get a list and see the video file and the file about Hillary herself and Bill and their relationship. Before we take calls, I don't want to start a call before the break. The lesbian relationships of Hillary Clinton. Do you have any idea how many thousands of women have been involved?
Hillary Clinton is a bull dyke lesbian. She's really a bisexual. I don't think she's been with thousands of women, but she's definitely.
I'm only being facetious. Yeah. Maybe 900, but.
Well, what it is that, you know, of course I can't, you know, quote the Clintons on air because, you know, it's profanity and everything, but Jennifer Flowers and Bill were laying in bed one day, and Jennifer says, "Bill, I've been hearing rumors. Is Hillary a lesbian?" And Bill just threw his head back and says, "Honey, she's probably eaten more blank than I have."
Mm.
And that's one example. And also, this is something for your viewers to hear right now. In my opinion, right now, Hillary is probably having a lesbian affair with her aide, Huma Abedin. That's H-U-M-A.
Yes.
A-B-E-D-I-N. Do I have proof of that? No. Is it my personal opinion based on my deep and broad knowledge of the Clintons? Yes. Huma is this 32-year-old, real attractive, slender Pakistani assistant of Hillary, and she's real pretty, and she's always wherever Hillary is. She's kind of she's her body person. She's the one who, you know, would hold a coat for a guy or get you a newspaper or make sure you get your favorite peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They do all the little stuff for the candidate. And so I think that's her cover for really, she's really Hillary's girlfriend. That's my guess.
Well, when Bill Clinton ran for Congress, what was it, in 74?
Yes.
I think it was in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
They tell me he was a fugitive from justice under Public Law 90-40. What do you know about that?
Well, what you were saying is that Bill Clinton was a draft dodger, right?
Yeah.
Technically, that's wrong. You can go to Snopes.com, and they walk you through that. But the reality is this, is that Bill Clinton pulled every string in the book he could to get out of the draft after he was drafted in, I think it was 1979, when he was a Rhodes Scholar. He pulled every book. He even went to the ROTC with Colonel Eugene Combs and just
Actually, it was 69. Yeah,
69, and just begged to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got in there, and then he blew him off.
Well, he was reclassified, I think, in the service.
They reclassified him, so yeah. I don't think technically he was a draft dodger, but morally he was.
Okay. All right, we'll be back with more calls just ahead for our guest, Robert Morrow. Fascinating show. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, we're back now, and we're going to take more calls right now for our guest, Robert Morrow. Let's go to Malcolm in Illinois. Hello, Malcolm.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air with our guest, Robert.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Thanks for having me on, Robert. I wanted to say make a quick comment about the caller that called before. I think
which caller now? Which one? Joel?
Was that Joel the last caller before me?
No, not the last one before you, but the other one. Okay.
Well, yeah, what did you want to say? The one that was kind of rude to Robert.
Okay. Yeah, that was
Joel.
Yeah,
he was a bit rude to Robert. For one thing, I wanted to say that. The reason I know the reason why nothing pretty much has happened when this was being exposed in the 90s because not many of the population was open about it like they are now. I know in the 90s I didn't know nothing about this was going on with the Clintons. I know about it now, so I just believe that many.
Yeah, that's a good point you're making, and that is why Hillary does not like the internet.
Exactly.
When the internet first started up, Joseph Farah was at the Western Journalism Center. I think he was writing on it. And all these damaging, ugly truths about the Clintons were being put out. The Clintons were very concerned about that. And so you're saying, how come people didn't know back then? The internet has been a huge help for people on our side.
Exactly. Right. And so that's what I think. But the more people are using the internet, the more people are becoming aware of all these frauds that's been going on for, you know, since Kennedy got assassinated. So my point to that is, I mean, that's just the reason why things haven't been, nothing has been happening right now. What I wanted to ask you, did you read the report about Tom Falcon?
Tom, who?
Tom Falcon.
No, I didn't. Regarding what situation?
Well, it's regarding a report he has in there that he has this agent from Division 4, and this agent claimed in the report that the Bushes and the Clinton were involved in a plot to kill John Kennedy Jr. because John Kennedy Jr. was apparently thinking about running for U.S. Senate or possibly for presidency in the future, and that wouldn't agree with the power structure. So there was a plan to sabotage his plane.
Yep, yeah. What do you think about that, Bob?
My guess is, and that's all it is that is probably wrong. I think Hillary was friends with John Kennedy's mother, Jacqueline Onassis, and she would go to Jacqueline and say, what do I do to keep the press out of my child's life? And Jackie O would be giving her advice and tips like that. So, look, like I said, I think Hillary Clinton is a witch. I think she's a bad person. I think she's untruthful. I think she has no problem hiring private detectives to terrify people. I don't think she is behind the death of JFK Jr. That's my personal opinion.
But you think she's capable of anything, though?
Hillary is capable of anything.
Okay.
Well, you could check out reading TomFalcon.com.
How do you spell his last name?
Huh? That would be FLOCC.
Yeah.
Tom
Floco. Yeah,
okay. Tom Floco, my fault.
Right.
Tom Floco doesn't always have really good stuff. I just got to be very honest with you on that, okay?
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
He may not have some good stuff, but what I do like what you do. I don't believe what somebody say. I go find it myself.
Well, what you do is you take your wax from many sources and you make your own candle. How's that?
That is the only way to do that, my friend.
Right. Because I could tell you this about that plane of John Kennedy. There was, out of all what research that I looked at, the newspapers and stuff, there is no picture. They showed no picture of them combing that plane out of the water. So no one really could determine whether that plane got blew up or not. Now, the papers immediately said that the plane did not blow up. There was no crash. It didn't blow up in the sky. It just crashed in the water. They didn't even have an investigation yet. So how the paper is going to immediately say the plane didn't blow up out of the sky? You see, when there's no pit, they never know, showed the public no picture of that plane wreckage coming out of the water.
Well, there are a lot of anomalies that you can go through, and as I say, you can make your own candle, but we'll leave it at that, all right? We'll leave it at that. We don't know enough facts at this point. Maybe someday we will. Thank you, Malcolm. I appreciate your call, though.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Okay, 1-800-313-9443. And let me move along now to Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and hello, Robert. First of all, I called Ron Paul's campaign about an hour ago, and they're at 3.8 or close to 3.9,
yes.
And they're going to be open for another 4 hours, and it looks like they're going over 4 million tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1-877. Pardon?
I'm sorry to interrupt. You're absolutely correct. People can still donate, and this would be a really big day for Ron Paul.
It's 1-877-766-2008. Let me repeat. It's 1-877-RON-2008. So you need to get on the horns, folks, and let's get it over 4, preferably 5 tonight. We got another 4 hours to go. Easy. And they are there in Arlington, Virginia, collecting your calls, which leads me to this, Robert. As far as you're quite familiar with the Foster case, correct?
Pretty familiar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, would you explain to the audience what happened to the X-rays of Mr. Foster at Fairfax Hospital? You want to explain that to them?
I don't think that they made X-rays, or if they did, it didn't turn out. Also, the 35-millimeter film was overexposed, and those things didn't come out. So I understand why people think that all these incredible coincidences.
Well, let me bring this to your attention,
yeah.
Robert. Fairfax Hospital is one of the top 10 hospitals in the country. And Fairfax Hospital, to have, quote, their machines not working that evening is laughable. All right? Then number two, as far as Foster is concerned, did you ever follow his involvement with BCCI? I called it the Banks of Crooks and Criminals, and as you know, it's the Bank of Credit.
The money laundering bank, that one.
Yes. Did you follow how Foster and Hillary represented that bank? Mm-hmm. And was running the money through Arkansas? Did you get the names?
I don't know if they were representing BCCI.
Yes, they were representing.
Well, they certainly were
a Rose Law Firm. Hillary and Foster, which leads me to this.
Okay.
My understanding is Foster had Swiss bank accounts and a couple other things. Are you aware of the other people that were there at the scene at Marcy Park and were so afraid to...
I know that Patrick Knowlton was
under... Well, he's just one. There was a doctor there. Are you familiar with his name?
No.
Okay, he lived right beside Marcy Park, and he contacted, I believe it was Larry Klayman. But what you said was accurate about that was her lover, because
Nichols.
Larry Patterson.
Hold it right here. Mr. Brown. L.D. Brown, as you know, is the former head of Arkansas Troopers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was there on C-SPAN on Halloween during the impeachment hearings, mm-hmm. right in front of the White House, along with Larry Klayman, Linda Tripp, Congressman Barr from Georgia, and Alan Keyes, stating their long, loving relationship. My concern is how, as you know, Mr. The former state Arkansas trooper who wrote the book Crossfire, he was heavily involved in the drug running, too, out of Arkansas. Are you familiar with that?
He wasn't heavily involved. He went on one or two trips. He
went
found cocaine
the CIA.
On board, and then he challenged Bill about that, and Bill said, that's Lassiter's deal, meaning Dan Lassiter, his political contributor, was running drugs on those airplanes.
What about Stevens? You know anything about Stevens?
Whit Stevens was Bill Clinton's big political contributor.
When I said heavily involved, I should have said with the players. And as far as making the trips, he's absolutely correct.
I'm with you on the cocaine smuggling, ma'am. You understand that.
Yeah, but see, I want to follow the action, Robert, and I want some names, and I want some information here, because that's where the action is the money.
Sure, I'll give you some names right here. If you read Terry Reid's book, Compromise, Bush, Clinton, and the CIA.
I know, he's a former DEA agent. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he may not be completely accurate in his book, but he's got the big picture. And the big picture is definitely there was... I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying I don't think they killed Vince Foster. How about that?
Excuse me?
I'm not questioning Mena, Arkansas. Of course there was drug smuggling, drug running going on, and...
I just wanted to know if you know anything about the Swiss bank accounts.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, these people were so crooked back then that,
Understanding, there was a lot going on with those Swiss bank accounts. No wonder he was depressed. And
the Bushes,
Hillary.
By the way, the Bush families was heavily involved in the BCCI as well.
Absolutely. My understanding, Foster wasn't carrying the line. When I say line properly, is that he was doing some dipping. What he was accused of? You know that term, dipping. You know, using their funds.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I would say this: Vince Foster was coming under a huge load of pressure from three or four different directions back in July of 1993. In my opinion, I think the right wing made a very big mistake for 5 or 6, 10 years trying to pin his death as a murder on the Clintons, when you could have picked so many other things.
I'm not talking about the Clintons.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people that are running the drugs. I'm talking about the movers and the shakers. As you know, with the BCCI, that was under investigation. Clark Gifford, he got off, as you know, and the argument was he was too old to be prosecuted. The whole thing is that BCCI was
Clark
coming.
Clark Gifford was a long time Washington insider.
That's correct.
Was he the lawyer for BCCI?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Altman, or how do you pronounce it? The whole point being that was coming under such great scrutiny at the time, Robert.
Leslie, if you want to hang on, because you're opening up a good can of worms, let's take the break, and we'll be right back with you and our other callers. Stay on the line. We'll be back with our guest, and that's, of course, Robert Morrow, The Hillary File. Stay with me. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now, and we are still taking calls, and we will get to all of your calls before the end of the hour. But we do have Leslie from Virginia. And Leslie, you were just trying to say something to our guest, and we had a break, but go ahead.
Thank you, because Maggie Williams, her assistant, was ordered to clean out Foster's desk immediately and take it to a private quarters. I'm sure he's aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had another incident in Virginia where he probably knows that Hillary represented Madison Bank, and you know about the McDougal case.
I was going to mention him, yep.
And John P. Walker was the leading investigator for the Resolution Trust Corporation. Are you familiar with this case, Robert?
No, I'm not, but, you know...
Well, let me
it
familiar,
wouldn't surprise
Robert.
Me. Any crooked thing that Hillary and Bill would do...
Listen, Robert, let me get to the bottom line. The bottom line is this. He was the lead investigator for Resolution Trust.
Yep. RTC.
Right. And Sherry Lewis, this was extensively covered on C-SPAN, the investigation, whatever. John P. Walker, and it happened on Wilson Boulevard, the 4,000, it's funny because Ron Paul's campaign is just blocks away from there.
Okay.
But the point being, on a 20-some story building at the Lincoln Towers across from Boston Mall, he was depressed. And so he decided to take his life. Now, the property manager was gone the next day, the so-called only witness, because from my understanding, he went up there and he wanted to get a nice view.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just jumped off the balcony, and she could never be found after that the following day.
He slipped, huh?
All right, so now you're saying that you're implying that he got murdered. And
I am saying that the only witness could not be located was left Arlington the next day. Well, I mean, I'm talking from that building, Lincoln Towers.
His
name, and you can Google it, is John P. Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
I just Googled it while we're talking right here, and...
It's John Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
And now I should probably put RTC in there, too. But
RTC,
your point is he was murdered by who? The Bushes?
Did I say murder? I'm just telling you what was reported in the papers.
Yeah. Well, I'm not familiar with that situation.
Well, the reason why that is so important, because Madison Bank at that time was under scrutiny, and because Hillary was a lawyer again, where she had a conflict of interest, which you're probably familiar with the $300,000 loan with Whitewater.
You know, that's all the piddly stuff, the Clintons. My problem with them is private detectives and secret police,
my problem is this. Who are the handlers of the Clintons? My concern is who is running the show here? I want to get to the bottom line, and that's where the money is.
Now, are you former DEA, you're telling us?
I'm not former DEA. I'm a concerned citizen who wants some obvious questions answered. And you were, you know, to be on this case, and I thought you would know some of these things, because I can tell you. I don't know if there's the International Court. There is this guy, Ron, who represents Canada. And Larry Nichols was on a program a year and a half ago, and he gave Larry Nichols credit for being the strongest instrument in leading the impeachment for Bill Clinton. And he gave nothing but praise for Larry Nichols.
And I've got nothing but praise for Larry Nichols, too. He was so dangerous to the Clintons because he was an insider telling the truth about them, and I think they probably sent goons to beat him up a couple of times, too.
Are you aware of how recent?
No.
Well, let's try, we won't say who's who, but my understanding, that he was involved in a little shootout. It was during the Christmas, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, 8 months ago? Would that be right, Rick and Robert?
Well, almost a year ago
now. You mean back in the year 2006?
Right, and just a little shootout in Arkansas,
mm-hmm,
and
yep.
Two people were killed that night.
That's my recollection. I don't have the statistics in front of me, though.
And the point being, who would have the most interest in Larry Nichols no longer being with us? But I would like to get to the bottom of this, and who are the handlers? Who is protecting Hillary? Who are the financial interests that have the most to gain?
Yeah, I'll give you one person right off the bat, ma'am.
Who?
His name is Rupert Murdoch.
Well, I know that.
Rupert
Murdoch is out there as raising funds for Hillary. We're quite aware of that.
Yeah.
This show that you're on, Rick, he's had numerous people on. We've been quite aware of that. Who else?
That's just one example. And also many other rich and powerful people. All I got to do is look down her list of contributors.
Right.
I know, but see, we're talking about these other activities being protected. See, the law does not apply to Hillary. And
She doesn't think it does.
Well, it has not so far, and that is what the common man has witnessed. The law is applied to the little man, but it does not apply to the Clintons. And that's what we're trying to find out, is who and the parties that are protecting the Clintons. Who's running the show? And we know she's a Bilderberg. We understand that.
Well,
we know she's
this.
A Council of Foreign Relations
the Bilderbergers
member.
Bilderbergers love Hillary. The Economist magazine
I know they do.
They're very pro-Hillary, because I subscribe to the Economist magazine.
But
they're
see, what concerns me is with somebody who's got all this baggage, they can call. I mean, she's got to jump through the hoops. The woman is so jaded.
Yeah.
She has to perform. It's like a little dog out here.
She needs to be beaten in the Democrat.
That's for sure. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Leslie, for all the good points you've made. Appreciate it. We're going to run. We'll be back with more calls in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
All right, I'm back now, and we're going to go right back to the telephone. We have so many calls tonight. Let me start off with Rich in Alabama now. Hello, Rich. You're on with our guest, Robert Morrow.
Mr. Morrow, you sound to me like another Larry Klayman. And Larry Klayman was the first man to pronounce that Vince Foster's suicide was a suicide, and he announced he was not going to investigate, and he was going to chase after Hillary's medical health care
right
papers. Well, anyway, have you covered the Ellen Dickey cover story in the Larry King show? Have you mentioned that before in your program?
The Ellen Dickey, the one, was that the nanny for Chelsea?
She went through the house through the White House given his cover story. Remember, she was under the direct supervision of Hillary Clinton.
No, I know what you're talking about.
All right? Now, she went through the White House and told everybody in the White House a secondary fallback cover story. The story was that Foster shot himself in the parking garage, and they moved the body to Fort Marcy Park in order to get a scandal out of the White House. Now, that was a fallback story. They can, if their wife and kids begin to laugh at him and said, "Oh, Daddy, you're lying," this is a story he was put, the White House staff is supposed to tell to their family at home.
You know what? I could believe that, to be very honest with you, because I did not believe Vince Foss was murdered, but he may have actually blown his brains out in the White House. Is there a parking garage there? Where do you park when you go to the White House?
It's underground.
Underground. Yeah, to be honest with you, my friend, the reason I believe that is because I've read so many books about the relationship between Hillary and Vince Foster, and I do believe he truly was depressed at that moment under intense pressure. And I think that the Clintons may have been covering it up because they may have moved the body. That's a possibility, in my
opinion. How about the Larry King show? Bill Clinton was on the Larry King show that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was on the, he got on the show after the White House, somebody at the White House staff had called Little Rock and said that Foster was dead.
Very good point.
And he denied that he knew about it before the Larry King show.
Yeah, here's what the caller's saying. He said, now this is a point that I'm very puzzled about, that on that day that Vince Foster died, the people in Arkansas knew about it by 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, yet the White House wasn't noticed, said they weren't notified till, you know, what, 6 or 7 o'clock at night. You know, in other words, people in Little Rock knew about it, and so they think that Helen Dickey may have been telling a lie. And also, something very important, the phone records of the White House for that time period were missing. Because the trooper said, well, I got a call, you know, at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time, and they in order to test that, they couldn't find the phone records to prove or disprove that. That's very suspicious. Also, the troopers were not called to testify in Congress. They were not subpoenaed by Congress, which tells me that Congress didn't want to know the truth. So I agree with you folks. There is a lot of very suspicious circumstances involving the death of Vince Foster. I personally think it was a suicide. Maybe it wasn't.
You want to know what the shadow government is? You know that the presidents have no authority to fire a Secret Service agent. They get their paychecks directly from the International Monetary Fund. You aware of that?
I'm not aware of that, but I do believe there are probably some shadowy things going on like that.
They're not there to protect the president. They're there to kill him if he gets out of line.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's very, very likely true. I don't doubt that at all. Okay, I thank you for the call, my friend Rich. You brought up some interesting points. Dave in Alabama is next. Hello, Dave. Dave is gone. All right, then we have Bill in Idaho, right? Hello, Bill.
Yeah, this is usual. Great program, Rick.
Well, thank
very,
you.
Very well done. I just wanted to go back to Leslie's line of interrogation.
Yes.
I surely hope that people are recording this on their discs and tapes. This comes down to further grand jury evidence here, and it should be held for public common law, a grand jury discussion. Considering that this gentleman is describing what he perceives as prior sins of Hillary, and yet at the same time understanding the ocean that she or the sewer that she swims in, I'd only try to draw your attention to the fact of Leslie's point. So all throughout this, it was drugs, BCCI, the looting of the federal treasury, the people's treasury, and all the trusts and banks that were associated. I would point out that cumulatively had the effect, apparently, of the last 3 or 4 months on the banking system, all very well orchestrated. But going back to Leslie's very, very astute observations,
yes.
And I hope you have Mr. Peeler, your guests would get Mr. Peeler to go ahead and oath on a program, and both of them be available for testimony. But it strikes me that Hillary, as well as her husband, by history, were employed by CIA for years, and that it is documented so many ways from Sunday, I can't imagine how or why he wouldn't mention Danny Castellaro. And he was involved in evaluating and writing in regard to Franklin Trust and the Pyramid of Shame in Kansas City, and I interviewed him 3 days before he left the scene.
And that's the one
so
that was,
it's worrisome
that was investigating
how much information he has as far as the spurious aspects of this, and yet finds it difficult to mention that Mr. Bush Sr. was CIA chief as director.
No, I'm very aware that the Bushes and the Clintons are in bed together, especially Bush 41 and Bill Clinton, and you're right.
Literally and figuratively.
I don't think anybody's in bed with Hillary except maybe her assistant. But
yeah,
anyhow,
Franklin and Eleanor, yeah.
But you mentioned Danny Castellaro, who died in August of 1991. I'm looking at Wikipedia right here. Yeah, that could have been a murder right there. And Bill Clinton was—he could have been on the CIA since his college years at Oxford, where I think he may have been. And get this, Bill Clinton may have been informing on his war protester buddies with the CIA at that time. How about them apples?
But go back to the discussion in regard to Mr. Castellaro found lacerated and.
Extremely
dead
suspicious
in a bathtub,
yes.
And yet at the same time, note that the individuals that were involved in that were Arkansas State, and yet at the same time, all the documentation was in Oklahoma City, along with Franklin Trust. We really need to have you back with Mr. Peeler, who wasn't involved in anything and yet was FBI.
Well, I think you people know a lot more about this aspect of the story than I do.
We've got it on tape. We've got it on everything that was recordable at the time.
So who do you think killed Danny Castellaro if he truly died and it was not a suicide? Who do you think that was?
Considering there was no fingerprints on the gun at Vince Foster's hand, and Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, as well as their keepers, were CIA, what do you think?
Well, we'll be specific. You tell me.
I can't hear you.
He asked you to tell him who you think was responsible. Was it Hillary?
I say it was the government, and if she was giving the orders, as he indicated previously, obviously somewhere within that White House, the order was given early on because he was traveling a very long distance and obviously had a fairly good documented trip.
Now,
he wasn't down
and
there
Danny
on the third day.
Castellaro died
he was dead
in
that
August
night.
1991. Bill Clinton did not take power until January of 1993 as president.
Yeah.
So I don't know who killed that fella if he was killed.
Before Bill Clinton became president, quite a few people wound up with misfortune, didn't they?
Whole entire families.
Yeah, I mean, and that's probably why he was able to become president.
I surely hope that you come back on, but bring Mr. Peeler with you. We'd like to take his testimony as well.
I don't know. Do you know who Mr. Peeler is?
I don't know Mr. Peeler.
He's been on our network here a few times, and maybe we can have something like that. Maybe
that would be
a,
wonderful, Rick.
A discussion between the two of you. All right.
Okay.
Please.
Very good. Thanks for the suggestion and for the input. I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing that case up.
Okay, very good. Of course, I mentioned to you privately the book by Richmond Odom, Circle of Death, Clinton's Climb to Power. And you have not had a chance probably to read the whole book, have you?
No, I skimmed it.
I interviewed him a long, long time ago, and this was going back to local radio.
Great book.
Yeah, it is. He's an attorney, and he has pretty much documented just about everything he said except where he may speculate, and he doesn't really speculate that much about all of the murders, but he has enough evidence there on the Clintons in Arkansas and what they did there to certainly indict them. There's no question they needed to be indicted, and they were protected. Now, the media have done a very good job of protecting Hillary and Bill, as they have with the Bushes, although they play this game of tag back and forth. And it's interesting to see how, the question arises, and I put this question and this point out to my audience many times, and that is that someone as corrupt as a George Bush or a Dick Cheney or a Hillary Clinton or a Bill Clinton or a Giuliani, these are people who are electable in the eyes of the globalists, only because they have so many skeletons deep within their closets that whenever they were to become president and get out of line, those skeletons would have a way of marching forth. Now, Hillary has a lot of skeletons. There's no question the Clintons have a lot of dirt.
Well, actually, and, I want to give you some of her dirt real quick. I want to mention something before we run out of time. I want to talk about the harassment campaign on Kathleen Willey in 1998.
Kathleen Willey, yeah.
Her book is coming out this week. It's called Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. This is something concrete that you can use against Hillary, and I think she needs to be defeated in the Democratic primaries, my friend. That's my personal opinion. Here's what Kathleen says in the book, what Hillary's goons did to her. It may have been Jack Palladino. It may have been somebody else. She says, "They threatened my children. They threatened my friend's children. They took one of my cats and killed another. They left a skull on my porch. They told me I was in danger. They followed me. They vandalized my car. They tried to retrieve my dogs from a kennel. They hid under the deck in the middle of the night. They subjected me to a campaign of fear and intimidation trying to silence me."
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hillary's goons did to Kathleen
and
Willey.
I know it. Her book is coming out very timely.
This
within
week.
Another week or so.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Let's see. I think our next call is Dana in Florida. Is that right?
Hello.
Hi, Dana.
First-time caller here.
Well, very good. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to ask Robert a question.
Okay.
You may.
All right. How can those of us who know so much about the Clintons' dirty, rotten past, how we can be effective in preventing her from becoming our next president?
Well, Dana, this is what I tell all my Democratic friends. You got to understand, you know, Democrats are good people too, or and bad people too. We're all under this big system being run by, you know, twin globalist parties. I think Hillary needs to be stopped in the Democratic primary. And I don't care if it's with that empty suit Barack Obama or John Edwards, who's cheesy, or Dennis Kucinich, who's a socialist. I think that Hillary is worse than the whole batch over there. So I would say tell all your friends to vote for Obama. Doesn't matter to me that he's a globalist, too. I understand he is. The Clintons are just total trash. They violate so many people on a human level, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, killing their cat or nail gunning their tires or beating them up or killing them, that the time has stopped. I'm telling all these Republicans, you better quit hoping that you're running against Hillary Clinton in the general election. She needs to be stopped right now in the Democratic primary.
Well, does that answer your question, Dana?
To a degree, yes.
All right. What would you add to that? What would you add?
Well, I'm faced with dilemmas all the time because there are people that I know who are liberal Democrats that it's like they're deaf, dumb, and blind. They don't want to know the facts on the Clintons. And to bring up any of their history, they'll say, oh, well, that's the past. It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, like,
oh, I know. I mean, that's incredible. What they did 20, 30 years ago, follow them to the White House, but that doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, and so what I always say is, I say, well, you know what? Charles Manson hasn't been riding helter-skelter in blood and refrigerators lately. Doesn't mean he's qualified to be president.
Apparently, given what we've said tonight, he probably is.
where you really can hurt Hillary, Dana, is this. Is that as soon as these women voters find out how the Clintons have abused and violated all these women, not Bill, not just Bill, but Hillary, who's not a victim of Bill, but an accomplice, her role in hiring all these private detectives, secret police, the harassment campaigns on Kathleen Willey, covering for a pervert and a rapist and a predator her whole life, they're not going to like that. And they're not going to like her being a sewer mouth bull dyke, which is what she is. When you start talking about her lesbian activities or the way she treats people, how she cusses out the Secret Service, I was telling a lady then, she said, you know what, that's not ladylike. So when these ladies find out the truth about Hillary, about how she's a trashy person, they're not going to like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing the best I can to contribute to her political defeat, demise, and downfall.
Well, Dana, I just want to emphasize, the time to get Hillary is in the Democratic primary, because we can't let that dog out of the kennel running wild in a general election. And the way to get her is you get her on the female issues. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff that you and I know, that Rick knows from 15, 20 years ago, it's the truth, but it doesn't resonate with the female voter. You try to drive a wedge between Hillary and the female voter. That's my advice.
All right.
Very good.
Point.
Thanks for the call. We have
All
to
right.
break.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back with more to sum up and to end the program, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes from now with our guest, Robert Morrow. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
bad look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, not Alex Jones. Okay. All right, we're back now, and we are we're going to wrap things up. We'll take another call. I just want to ask you a question, how much your research has extended into areas, the friendships, obviously, of the Clintons and others. Are you familiar with the relationships going back with the Magaziner family, Ira Magaziner for one?
I think, was Ira Magaziner, was he a Rhodes Scholar with Bill?
Yes, and also heavily involved in trying to become the architect of the comprehensive so-called health care plan of socialized medicine under the Clinton administration.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of a mad professor or a mad scientist.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mark Weiner and other people in the Democratic circles from Brown University, Ivy League, all of these people were heavily involved with the Clintons in their socialization process of America. I just thought I'd mention that.
Oh, and David Rockefeller as well.
Naturally, naturally, at 94 years old. All right, let's see now. We have Alex in Texas, I believe. Hello. He dropped off? All right, who do we have after him? That's it. Hey, we finished the calls just in time right now. We could take more, but we're out of time. And I just want to thank you for making this the most interesting show again tonight, as we've had a lot of interesting shows. And I'd like to have you come back, and maybe we can arrange to have you and Mr. Peeler or someone together to debate. Maybe we can have Hillary come on and debate with you.
Well, Rick, I really enjoyed the show, and I knew the listeners would be very informed and educated on the issues.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, in fact...
That's why I let my listeners do most of the talking, because I know we have so many callers, and I like to let them go right at the issues, okay? So I'm glad you were very happy with the program.
Well, do we have a little bit more time? Because I want to tell you one
thing.
We
have exactly 1 minute and 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Well, here's one for last, folks out there. In 1996, in the June 3rd, 1996 issue of Time magazine, there was an interview of Hillary Clinton, who was telling everybody that she and Bill were talking about adopting a child. How ridiculous is that?
I recall that, yes.
Yeah, and so if you ever want to convince your neighbor how ridiculous Hillary Clinton is, how she would literally do or say anything, you just bring up the 1996 Time magazine article while Bill was being serviced by Monica. He has a whole harem in the White House. She's a lesbian. She has affairs with Vince Foster. Probably had Chelsea with Webb Hubble. She's smashing lamps in the White House, but she's talking about adopting a child in 1996 with Bill Clinton. How absurd.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Remember now, for you get two for the price of one, right?
I remember that slogan. I certainly hope not, my friend.
Well, that was the slogan going way back to the presidential campaign. All right. Hey, it's been very interesting. We'll definitely have you back very soon, I'm sure.
You mean two sociopaths for the price of one, right?
That's right. There you go, Robert.
Right, thank you so
Once
much,
again,
Rick.
Your email address?
My email address is morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, 321 at AOL.com.
Excellent. And your site?
1984ArkansasMotherOfTheYear.com. It's kind of thing. It's a sarcastic thing.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for being our guest.
Hey, thanks for having a great
time. We'll talk again. Good night, Robert. All right. Hey, we're out of time, but tomorrow night we're going to catch up on a lot of things happening. Agriculture jobs amendment to the Farm Bill, another attempt to push amnesty for illegals by Senator Dianne Feinstein. Also much to do with the lost treaty We've got the Enda bill we talked about last week. Whatever you do, just call your congressmen, call your senators, and say, no, my friends, no. We'll be back, Lord willing.